Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say a special hello today and congratulations to Josiah and all the other little boys and girls who are big brothers and sisters or about to be big brothers and sisters. It's a special job to be a big brother, big sister. God will bless you. Did you know that before God formed you inside your mommy, that He knew you? Your parents did not know what you would be like, but God already did. God has a good plan for your life. Let's try the scripture song together from Thy Word Creations. Before I formed you in the womb. It's summertime and I've been watching butterflies gracefully flutter in my yard. They're so fun to watch, the white, the orange, all the different colors. Who made them? That's right, Jesus made the butterflies for us to enjoy. Let's sing Butterflies.
I like to see the butterflies flying high, flying low. I like to see the butterflies, Jesus made them, I know. I like to see the butterflies flying high, flying low. I like to see the butterflies, Jesus made them, I know.
We are gonna play a guessing game. I'll give you hints, then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I come out of an egg as a hungry caterpillar. Later, I change into a completely new creature that flies. I have lots of pretty colors. What am I?
Butterfly.
Butterflies. That was probably easy. That was in our song today. When I am a baby, I'm called a tadpole or a pollywog. I like to be in the water, but I also jump when on dry land. I say, ribbit, ribbit. What am I?
A froggy.
A froggy. Last one. I am a green bug that sings nicely at nighttime. I have long legs. I like to hop in the grass. What am I?
A grasshopper.
A grasshopper. Good job. These three animals are all creatures that look very different when they grow up. God transforms them. Our story today is about how God heals a little girl and how He can transform us. Heavenly Father, please come close to us as we hear this story. Help us to know how much You love us and care for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Bible storybook tells about a little girl who was very sick. She was 12 years old. The little girl's mommy and daddy did their best to help her get better. Maybe they gave her a cool drink of water or put a cool cloth on her head, took her to the doctors, but nothing they did helped. She got worse and worse. The daddy and mommy wanted Jesus to make their little girl well, but Jesus was far away. Then the daddy heard some good news. Jesus came back, someone told him. He's at Matthew's house. The daddy hurried to Matthew's house, and he asked Jesus to come and help. Jesus started to go with the daddy, but there were so many people that he couldn't walk quickly. Oh, the daddy probably was asking him, come quickly, I don't want her to die. Then a man pushed through the crowd with some very sad news for the daddy. It's too late, the man told him. Your little girl just died. Imagine how that daddy felt. Maybe his hope was gone. Don't be afraid, Jesus told the daddy. Only believe. Many people were at the little girl's home when Jesus got there, but Jesus asked them to leave the house. Then Jesus went into the little girl's room. The little girl's daddy and mommy and three helpers came too. Wake up, little girl, Jesus said. The little girl was dead, but Jesus wasn't worried or sad. He took her hand in his own hand. Right away, the little girl woke up, her eyes opened wide, and she looked up into the kind face of Jesus. She wasn't sick anymore. She was alive again. Thank you, Jesus, the mommy and daddy said. They were so, so happy. What a happy day it was for that mommy and daddy. It was like another day that will happen someday soon when Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes, he will do something very special. Lots of boys and girls and grown-ups who love Jesus have died. But on that day, Jesus will make them alive again. He will wake them up like he woke up that little girl. What a happy day that will be. I still have my parents, but I remember when I was just a teenager, a friend of mine with the very same name as me lost her mommy. She died from cancer, and it was so sad. She still thinks of her all the time, even though this was years ago. But when Jesus comes, he will wake her up, and that mommy and daughter can go meet Jesus together up in heaven. What a happy day. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Mark 5:36. These are the words that Jesus spoke to the daddy. Do not be afraid, only believe. When we say do not, shake your head no, do not be afraid. Only believe, nod up and down, showing that you believe what Jesus says. Mark 5:36. Now, let's try it together. Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Only believe.
Only believe.
Mark 5:36. Let's fold our hands and you can repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For waking up the little girl.
Waking up the little girl.
Thank you that you are coming.
That you are coming back.
Soon.
Soon.
And we'll wake up.
Wake up.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
And bring us home.
Bring us home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is Jesus is Coming Again. This one comes from the hymnal. Let's sing it. Let's believe it. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.